Okay, Chairman Holton, I'll bring the meeting back to order. Still present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek, and our next item will be Coroner's Office.
Chairman, Commissioners, good morning.
Good morning.
As you know, with the coroner's budget, I have always been very frugal in what I ask for and what I spend. This, you can see a significant decrease in 2024 budget and an increase in this one coming up. Last year, I wasn't going to ask for new positions because I realized there was other people that needed it more, but now I need it. And so the increase that you see on the graph is mostly in wages for those two new positions, as well as a wage increase for an employee who has time in service and position to now become a senior deputy. She is currently an underfill in that position. I gave Commissioner Van Beek a graph to kind of show what we do outside of just taking calls. On the very last page of that graph, you'll see how many calls each individual investigator took in 1 year on their own. And next to that, it shows how much comp time was built up outside of work hours just taking calls. With a small office of four investigators, it's hard to take vacation, it's hard to use your comp time, and so we were hoping to move towards working in a shift position with an office manned 24 hours a day. We would no longer have take-home vehicles, which would reduce fuel costs, wear and tear on vehicles, and more easily accessible to the county when we're needed.
Oh, it is there.
Sorry, I pulled a separate document.
Okay.
This is what you're referring to.
Yes. And then again, with additional deputies, we would no longer have the comp time accruals. And easier scheduling for my deputies to be able to actually take some vacation when they want to. Because currently, right now, when someone's on vacation, I fill their position, or if a second hand is needed for additional calls that stack up at night, I will go out and take those calls to help them out. But with the 24-hour schedule, I want to try and keep two people in the office at one time, one to take calls and to have the one for backup in case two, three calls come in at one time. And those are entry-level positions to start.
So, Chairman, I have a question. So, Jennifer, help me understand, because with the 24/7, you'll still retain a vehicle? Is that right? Because you have, what, two or three fleet vehicles now?
Yes, Commissioner. I will keep my vehicle, and my chief will keep a vehicle, because there are calls that we have to go out and help on, even in our off hours. And then that will leave three vehicles at the office.
So they'll just come in if they, yeah.
And they will share vehicles during work hours.
Okay, so they won't be assigned back to fleet. You're going to keep them as a coroner's vehicle. They'll just be left on site for, okay. All right, thanks for that clarification. And then maybe the chief can help me. I think as far as your comp time, I really appreciate you providing the graph, because with the amount of off hour accumulated time, you can only accumulate, like if they were to leave so much, there's going to be hours left on the table that they can't, even though they performed the work. Does that, am I thinking of that correctly on the comp time or no?
No, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, comp time, it is on the books. It's a liability. It's time and a half for time beyond the time they spend on the clock. So I know we're trying to get away from compensation.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. we have IT still on comp time. The rest of the departments are going in overtime and pay that out. So anything we could void the comp time or overtime, the better we are.
Yes, and thank you. You said that better than I did. But I think that just shows that your staff is dedicating time after hours. It says to me that you're understaffed is what it says. Yeah. So
with all those calls and being understaffed and working them like they are, I'm always afraid of the burnout.
Mm-hmm.
And they say the burnout is 5 years because of what we see and what we do. So
yeah.
by being able to spread the wealth in the calls, maybe reduce some of that stress on my team.
Yeah. And you probably have it in your narrative because you did a great job, but how long is your senior deputy, your person you want to move into that? How long have they been there?
She's hitting her 3-year mark.
Okay. So formerly you had Steve, And he'd been there forever.
He was the chief commissioner.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Some of the other increases that are requested in the budget are due to, I have one workstation available for a new person, and a PC monitors and a via phone system. The other position, I don't have anywhere to put them, so we will have to share workstations and rotate, and they will share someone who's not on, working the same time shift until other arrangements can be made.
All I want to know is if you've toured the Ada County Coroner's facility.
I have. It's amazing. It's a little overboard, but it's amazing.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of room.
There you go.
And it's nothing I would request for Kansas. So moving on to the budget line, autopsy services. It says that I requested a $600 increase. That is a typo. I meant $1,600. Ada County, who will do our autopsies when our pathologist is on vacation or unavailable, they have increased their prices. Currently, one autopsy is at $2,300. If I increase it to $6,600 on our end, that will cover at three autopsies.
We'll make that adjustment.
Okay, thank you. Going down to the next change was for association dues. Every month we pay, or every year we pay association dues to ABMDI, the IACME, the Coroner's Association. But now that all of my deputies, except for the new hire, are ABMDI certified, that requires a $50 maintenance fee a year. So in order to cover the newly certified employees, I need an additional $100 to cover their cost. Going down to the next line item for uniforms, I've asked for a $500 increase. That is only to ensure that I can clothe and supply the new hires if granted, and also maintain my own current team's needs. But once they are fully outfitted, I can drop that down in the next budget year back down to $1,000.
Can I ask you a question, Chairman? On the ABMDI certification, have your deputies had that before? Have they gotten that certification in years past?
Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, no. Back in 2015, it became nationally accredited, and they pushed for everyone to get it. So it's fairly new, and all the deputies I have hadn't been in this field when it became popular, but now it's a big push, so it's all new to everybody.
Yeah, and I'm really in favor of it. I thought it was a great part of your narrative to have that. And am I reading that right, that they have 640 hours invested in that? Or no?
Yes, Commissioner, it's 640 investigative hours, and you have to hit specific types of training and deaths, autopsy time. But yeah, just to be qualified, 640 hours to even try to test.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
The next item for miscellaneous supplies, I only asked for an increase. I believe it was $3,500. We have a mortuary cot that we use in our transport van and also to move decedents in the facility. We've had that cot since 2008 when the building was built. And this year we've had so many work orders to fix nuts and bolts and spacers to keep it sturdy. It's scary to use right now. And it's time for an upgrade. I've called around to other funeral homes to get their advice on the makes and models that they prefer and have good luck with, and they've all come back to the Ferno, which is what we already have. And I was able to get a hold of that company for that quote that is attached in the notes. I think it got moved up from miscellaneous equipment down in the 600 numbers, but the quote is attached in notes. next line item is the computer equipment. IT has recommended that I upgrade, I believe, 5 PCs plus one additional PC for a new workstation. And so that total was an increase of $8,710. We can go with upgrades if you guys prefer. I'm not an IT person. I don't know how important they are, but it was recommended.
It's very important.
Okay. The next line item for small office equipment, it's the $575. That is the cost of the Avaya phone system and 2 monitors for the new workstation, if approved. Also, if we get 2 new positions, they will be required to have handheld radios to take with them on scenes for their safety and to be able to maintain contact with dispatch. I talked with our EOM, and for the cost, price of 2 radios, it's about $8,400. There is some wiggle room depending if prices go up by the time we were to ever purchase them or go down, but she quoted me at $8,400. So those are the only adjustments that I'm asking for the next budget year. Does he answer any questions?
I think you've done a great job. How is your body capacity over there? I know that sounds like a strange question, but we did remodel to give you some more space, and then you have the mobile thing, but you're fine as far as holding?
Chairman, Commissioners, as far as holding, we have rarely came to our limit of 7 inside. We've come close, but we still have the more trailer that was required during COVID, and that will hold 20.
Yeah.
But so far, we're good.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
If Ada County has raised their fees, I see number 6, you are not planning on increasing your fees. Is there a reason for that?
When I asked Coroner Riffle about the fee increase, they took into consideration their caseload, toxicology testing, and paying for their new building. And so their increased fees are to help with the cost of that. I don't have a new building. I don't have any additional testing. What I do want to keep in mind is we provide services for the little guy with minimal budgets. I still want to keep it affordable for them to do their job to ensure that their job is being done properly. I've not considered a budget increase right now.
Have any of the expenses on our side increased in providing the services to those smaller counties?
They have not.
Okay, thank you.
And one of the things that last year or the year before, whenever you bought that x-ray machine, you did prorate that cost per use on that. So I felt like, and maybe I'm wrong, but you are taking into consideration the costs of either acquiring equipment or outsourcing has been built into your what we're charging those counties.
Yes, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Do we have a standby generator for your facility?
Chairman, not as far as I know.
You have never considered that?
The crime lab might have one on their side that will maintain the whole building, but...
Yeah, I believe the crime lab does, but not the coroner's office on the morgue side. I don't believe so.
Well, it won't be important until it's really important.
Well, I know during some power outages, we haven't lost any electricity in the morgue side of it, in the cooler, so it must...
Oh, it must be tied in there.
Tied into the whole building.
All right.
I can double check.
If you would, please. Other questions? Comments?
I don't have any. Thank you for your presentation.
Chairman.
All right. Thanks.
Sure. And thank you for what you do.
Yes.
Jennifer's very short right now, so she's got a, I mean, not literally short.
Oh, I'm not too.
But you have a lot of stuff out, so a call came in, so
yes,
I know you gotta go.
I have to go.
Alrighty.
But I did wanna clarify something on the revenue line, and you can stay or wait. But I did ask her to increase the budget, and I have PowerPlan showed up here with the, and let me just pull up. It's kind of good news, bad news. You'll see here, these are the revenues realized to the coroner over the years going back to 2019 that I have on the screen. I can't blow that up. But her budget's 15,000, and this is an example where I thought the budget was lower, and Jennifer was kind of guided to have that number in. So she's increased that. I think it's to 28,000 and change, which I think is still a conservative, accurate reflection of what the revenues will be. So it's not like we're going to realize more revenue. It's just booking that amount accurately to reflect revenues other than taxation more accurately. So if that makes sense. So it's not like her revenues are going up necessarily. It's just the revenue line that we book. And that's significant because we do publish this on the L2, revenues other than taxation. So if we adopt this budget, it'll be, you know, 20,000 and change higher in that revenue line to show that, to just be a more accurate reflection. Of course, we've realized these revenues, they come in, they do come into general fund, it's just they haven't been booked, I guess, accurately budgeted. So that's all I just want to highlight on that.
Appreciate it. Thank you. All right. Okay, thank you.
Commissioner, have a great day.
You as well.
All right, how would we like to proceed? Any other questions, budget thing, while the meeting's open?
I have no other questions, Mr. Chairman.
I'm good.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. So, are we okay to adjourn?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.